The Classic Hit Sports Club.
Near side attack, dugout back row by Bailey Mueller, and sent across there by Boudreaux. Returned into the net, but punched out of there by Cremosta. Minden now set middle, dumped across, off Godverson. Minden with it. Short set right side, tipped it across for the termination, Monica Pence.
Axtell is unbeaten and state rated, but step up to battle two Southwest Conference foes in Gothenburg and Minden. It's the Whippet Triangular coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech pregame show. We'll take you live to C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where we're ready to go with Elm Creek and SEM in the first match of tonight's triangular. Loomis will be along to play in the final two matches, and the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. For the SEM Mustangs, number 19 is a 5'10 freshman, Miranda Pierce. Number 10 is a 5'7 junior, Tabitha Anderson. Number 13 is a 5'10 senior, Sarah Simmons. Number 26 is a 6-foot senior, Megan Berg. Number 21, 5'8 freshman, Rachel Ibaugh. And number 15, 5'10 senior, Lauren Ibaugh. The libero, number 30, 5'4 senior, Deidre Brooks. Head coach at SEM, Misty Freeman, assisted by Lacey Bowder. They're 6-5 on the season. For Elm Creek, number 10 is a 5'5 senior, Amanda Johns. Number 12 is a 5'5 sophomore, Kylie Russell. Number 6 is a 5'4 senior, Asia Burke. Number 8 is a 5'4 freshman, Cassie Sutherland. Number 4 is a 5'4 junior, Olivia Hubbard. And number 1 is a 5'6 senior, Tamara Leibarger, the libero. Number 3, 5'2 junior, Whitney Hubbard. Head coach at Elm Creek is Randy McCarter, assisted by Linda Killian, 10-2, ranked 9th in D1 in the Omaha World Herald. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. And we'll be back with the opening serve right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Wearing the pink tops tonight are the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. They will move from right to left. SEM Mustangs wearing their white and purple. They will move from left to right. SEM has won the toss, it looks like, and we are about ready to get our high school volleyball match tonight underway. Glad you're along with us. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to be here for this FKC Triangular. We saw Loomis last week. This is the first time that we've seen SEM or Elm Creek, but both have had pretty solid seasons. Elm Creek, just the two losses. They lost to Axtell on opening night and then to C2-rated Southwest. So a solid team, and we're ready to get things underway. SEM will serve it with Miranda Pierce, and across it goes, and a kick attack down and good by the Buffaloes. Kylie Russell gets the first swing of the match and hammers it straight down. And immediately we'll see a substitution here for Elm Creek. Kadra Brodeen, a 5'10 junior, will check into the ball game, and back to serve it away is Amanda Johns. So Elm Creek with our first point. Down the line it goes to Miranda Pierce, set middle. It's going to be pushed a little deep that time on the middle attack from Sarah Simmons, and Elm Creek is up to a 2-0 lead, getting the first 2 points here of the match. And Amanda Johns to fire it away. She'll go to the other quarter this time. It's picked up there by Lauren Ibaugh. and it stays in the back row, and they're not able to pass it across. So Elm Creek getting off to a quick start here with the first 3 points of the match. Again, we're playing the best 2 out of 3. Take it to 25, 3 matches tonight. SEM will play Loomis next, and then a battle of state-rated teams with Loomis and Elm Creek wrapping up later tonight. Serve across, and here's a right-side attack by Sarah Simmons, dug out by the Buffaloes. They'll go near side. Knocking it over is Burke. She is one of the top players in the conference. Now left side, the attack is just wide there by Megan Berg. Thought she was going to hit the line, but missed it just so slightly, and it's 4-0. So not the start that SEM was hoping for on the road here. Let's see if they can get the ball back. Amanda Johns to serve again, looking for 4 in a row. And Johns floats it down the middle. Pass close to the net, had to be set above the net, and then it's tipped down by SEM's Sarah Simmons. She hung in there after it was partially tipped by Elm Creek to leave it above the net and gets the first kill for SEM. That'll make it 4-1, and serving it away for the Mustangs is Tabitha Anderson. Elm Creek sets right side, tipped over the double block. Good dig pulled up that time by Anderson and set across. Elm Creek will have to scramble to get this one back, and a little shove over down and good by Kylie Russell. Russell really threw it back against the grain there, and nobody on that right side of the court. They'd all shifted over defensively and give Russell her second kill. 5-1, Elm Creek, and Kylie will go back to serve it away now. And the serve, line drive down the middle, overpass, and it goes back into the net. That's going to be an ace serve, 6-1. So some good play already by the sophomore Kylie Russell here for Elm Creek. And the serve just getting across the net that time. Picked up by Simmons. Pass back to Sarah. She'll set it over the double block. Saved there by Leibarger. And rolled into the block. Elm Creek gets it back. And it's going to be taken across for the kill. Kylie Russell has been very attentive this whole game. And it's early, I know. It's 7-1. But she's been in the right place at the right time. Burke had her tip blocked right back over her head. And Russell was ready for it. And Kylie will serve it away at 7-1 Elm Creek. Outside Berg, lost it over the double team, and that is going to work. Berg, the her first kill. John's got a hand on it, but not clean enough to keep it in play. And it looks like Coach McCarter is going to roll some subs here quite a bit throughout the night. Try and keep an eye on what happens there. As back to serve it away is Sarah Simmons. She goes with a jump serve, and that is wide. Good-looking jump serve, except that it went wide by about a foot. So a service there. And Elm Creek has an 8-2 lead. Back to serve it away for the Buffaloes will be Aisha Burke, and it just got over the net for an ace. It hit the tape and fell over. And Burke will get the second ace here for Elm Creek. 9-2 in this opening game of the Elm Creek Triangular. And Burke to serve it away. That time it goes into the net. And that'll make it 9-3 on the service there. So back over to SEM it goes. And Megan Berg will serve it away. Berg floats it across the net at Elm Creek. Close to the net will set it middle. The attack is going to be tipped across there by Berkey. And passed back over by SEM. Elm Creek has controlled the offense so far early in the game. Swing up front by Leibarger is blocked right back over to the Buffaloes. And then returned for an Elm Creek point. And that is Kadra Brodine. Brodine with her first kill. And that'll make it 10-3. And welcome back to the volleyball action here. We were just getting a number update, and we'll tell you about it in a moment here as Elm Creek, with that 10-3 lead, sends it back over, and will be pushed there across by Megan Berg. And pass back across there after it was run down by Cassie Sutherland. Long rally going here. SEM in the middle will take the swing, dug out there by Burke to the middle. The attack is going to be blown dead because of an in-the-net violation on SEM, so it's 11-3. Elm Creek, and we had a number error. Instead of Kylie Russell having a big night, it's Danny Coons having that big night. She is wearing number 12 here this evening, so our apologies for that. That's the way it was given to us, and we'll make that adjustment. So Danny Coons is playing very well here for Elm Creek in the early going. Points back in action, and SEM will pass it across here with Rachel Ibaugh. Both teams have a couple of freshmen in there. Outside Elm Creek, the attack is going to be returned by Berg, but out of bounds, and give the kill to Amanda Johns. So Amanda Johns with her first kill. 12-3 Elm Creek. And back to serve it away is Burke again. But before that, no, it's not Burke. It's a Cassie Sutherland. Before that, we will have a timeout by SEM. So we'll take one with them. First set, Elm Creek's jumped out to a 12-3 lead. We'll be right back on KKPR.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Elm Creek High School, where Cassie Sutherland is looking for her third straight point on serve, and across it comes. Sent right back over. Not a lot of swings so far from SEM, and Elm Creek continues to hammer away. Ball's above the net and tipped over by the Mustangs, Lauren Ibaugh. Another swing from the outside will be taken across by Johns for Elm Creek. Tipped back over by Ibaugh. On a quick set back over, it's going to be Liebarger. Quick passing and back to SEM on the left corner, and they're going to take the attack across with Miranda Pierce. Elm Creek saves, and they'll hammer it home. With the kill is Amanda Johns. That'll be her second. So Danny Coons has three, Johns two, Brodeen has one, and it is 13-3 Elm Creek. And Sutherland to serve it across again. Goes back corner, picked up by the libero, Brooks, and pushed back across. Here's Elm Creek going to the outside. How about Johns again? She'll get the kill. Three kills for Amanda Johns, and SEM not able to slow things down after the timeout. So Coach Misty Freeman is going to go to the bench and into the ball game. Well, number 14 checks in, and unfortunately we don't have that on our list either. We'll double-check and see who that is. Normally that would be Deidre Brooks, but she is the libero here tonight. SEM goes outside. They'll get a kill by Miranda Pierce. So Pierce with the kill will finally stop that 5-0 run by Elm Creek, and it is 14-4. Buffaloes with the lead. 4 points. Three of them have come on kills, so when they do get a good swing, they've been able to put the ball down. And back to serve it away is Rachel Ibaugh. Ibaugh serves it right down the middle. It's picked up there by Whitney Hubbard. Right side attack, driven down. Driven down by Jackie Berkey. Berkey with her first kill. And Elm Creek has a lot of girls that have already contributed here. I think everybody that's suited up has played, and into serve it will be Olivia Hubbard at 15-4. Serve is going to be wide, though, and out of bounds. On the air, it comes back over to SEM, 15-5. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings and Grand Island and the SEM Mustangs will sub back in. Sarah Simmons into the front row. And as we wait for everybody to get situated, the ball is in the air. And the serve of the cross by Lauren Ibaugh. Run down here by the Buffaloes. They'll go middle. It was over. Set the free ball kill for Sarah Simmons. The 5'10 senior knew what to do with that one, and SEM picks up their first point of the match on serve. Hadn't been able to score on their serve yet, and Ibaugh will get one here. Lauren will try for two in a row, 15-6 Elm Creek. Serve into the back row, picked up by Hubbard. Set across, and SEM with the volleyball goes middle again. Simmons is blocked up front that time by Danny Coons, and it's back to SEM, and now they'll drop it across with Miranda Pierce, her second kill, three in a row for the Mustangs. So after a sluggish start, maybe SEM is starting to find their mojo here a little bit. And Lauren Ibaugh serves it across again. Handle right there in the middle of the floor, and to the outside, the attack goes into the net, four hits. Coons not able to get that one over the net. Four in a row now for the Mustangs, 15-8. Long way to go, but all they want to do is start playing a little bit better volleyball. And Ibaugh serves this one pretty deep to Hubbard. Set is made by Burke. Outside attack, taken across by Coons. Tipped and dug out beautifully there by Deidre Brooks, but they can't get it across the net. And a point for Elm Creek, 16-8. But SEM got four in a row. Let's see if they can get the ball back here. Checking into the ball game for the Mustangs, Bailey Swanson. And back to serve it, Tamara Leibarger for Elm Creek. Double up the score right now, 16-8, Elm Creek on top. Leibarger, strong serve over to Lauren Ibaugh. Passed up towards the net, and Simmons is going to have to set it across. And now Elm Creek, some miscommunication. They have to struggle and dive and just keep it alive. They will get it back across. Opportunity here, though, and SEM miscommunicates. Pierce has to bump it over. Here's an opportunity to go to the middle of Coons. Coons is going to drive it off the block for her fourth kill. Danny Coons makes it 17-8. Elm Creek, opening game of this triangular tonight. And Leibarger will go back and serve it again. Tamara serve into the back row, handled there by Brooks. Pass to the middle and bumped across by Rachel Ibaugh. A free ball. Coons is there again. She's on top of her game so far here in the opening set, and we're going to see another timeout by SEM. So just when the Mustangs finally put a few points together, Elm Creek has answered right back, 18-8. Elm Creek will be right back on KKPR.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Stryker Tractor Service is a proud supporter of all the athletes in tonight's game. Stryker Tractor Service is the only name you need to know for great service in your area. Good luck, team, from Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to Elm Creek, where the service continues for Tamara Leibarger. 18-8 Elm Creek over SEM. Mustangs coming out of the timeout. We'll see a serve go deep. And they'll be back on the offensive line to serve it away. Here's Miranda Pierce, the freshman. Try and get things going here. The second go-around here through the service rotation. And across it floats. Elm Creek handles. Back set right side. The attack driven across there by Amanda Johns. Handled by the Mustangs. Berg blocked up front by Coons, and they can't get it back. A's blocked for Danny Coons. 19-9, Elm Creek. Cruising so far here in the opening game. Back into the front row, Kendra Brodine for the Buffaloes. And back to serve it away will be Amanda Johns. Got three in a row the first time she was back there. This time she'll float it over to Ibaugh. Here's the pass to Rachel Ibaugh. Middle attack Simmons, and she'll take it off the block for the kill. Sarah Simmons, her third kill. 19-10, Elm Creek. SEM on the side out. And back to serve it away is Bailey Swanson. She stays in and fires that one into the far corner. Run down there by Johns. Pass a little off the mark and just set across. Berg will handle. They'll set it back to Megan on the left side. She's blocked up front. Sends it right back over. Elm Creek on the offense. They're going to go middle attack here with Coons. Tips it over the double block. Good dig that time by Swanson. And SEM does pass it across with Lauren Ibaugh. Elm Creek will try again. This time Burke takes it across and pass right back over by the Mustangs and freshman Miranda Pierce. Here's Berg on the outside. She'll take a swing and a good rally going here as Elm Creek just dumps it over, but it's wide and out of bounds. Point Mustang. Long, long point. SEM finally won one of those rallies. And Swanson will serve it again. 19-11. Elm Creek with the lead. They've had it from the get-go. Serve in the middle. Backing up to make the play is Leibarger to the outside. It's shoved across there by Brodine. SEM sets middle. The attack that time is mishit into the net for an error. Point Buffaloes. Elm Creek 10-2 on the season. As we said, SEM is 6-5. Coming off three straight victories, though, against Amherst, Eustis Farnham, and then their last match out, a five-set victory over rival Pleasanton. Strong serve here, and SEM goes all the way to the other side to try and run it down. It's going to be an ace and make it 21-11. That is the third service ace here of the game. And another one for Danny Coons. She had one earlier. And Coons to fire another one. Bullets across, overpass, it's above the net, not put away by Brodeen. It's above the net again, and not put away that time by Jackie Berkey, so they'll have to try one more. Now it's overpass to SEM. They get a free shot. Simmons is blocked up front. They'll set it back to the outside, Berg, and she'll get the kill. Megan Berg knocks it down. A lot of net play that time. No one could finish it off. And once SEM finally was able to make a pass of that volleyball, they got a good set, and Berg gets her second kill. 21-12. And here's Simmons with the jump serve. Didn't get all of that one. And it's going to be passed nearly off the court, and Elm Creek can't handle it. Weibarger ran all the way across the court to try and get that ball back in play. And it's 21-13 off the Simmons ace. Game one, best of three. Simmons again. There's a good, strong jump serve. And it's dug out in the back row by Burke and slapped across. Down and good with a left-handed attack. Kadra Brodeen, her second kill. And Elm Creek inching closer to a game one victory at 22-13. Back to serve it away now will be Aisha Burke. Needing three for the opening game and an ace serve. Burke with her second ace, so she and Danny Coons each have two ace serves. 23-13, Buffaloes. Burke again. This time moves it a little deeper. Handled there by Miranda Pierce. Set outside, and it's kind of overset. And tipped down by Elm Creek. Brodeen with her third kill. And it is game point for the Buffaloes. Oh, no, they're going to say it was out of bounds. Okay. So 23-14, and back over to SEM. Elm Creek tries to keep it out of their own net. Nice play by Burke to do so. Set over to the outside for SEM. Pierce takes the swing, and that's going to be deep. And now Elm Creek picks up the point. 24-14, and to try and finish things off here is Cassie Sutherland. Game point, Buffaloes, and Sutherland slaps it down the middle. Good pass up front, set to the outside. Here's Pierce. She's blocked, got it back over, swatted right back to her by Leibarger. SEM goes to Pierce again, and that time couldn't get it over the net. And that'll be the end of game number one. Elm Creek jumps out to a big lead early. They got out to a 7-1 start and never looked back. 25-14, Elm Creek wins the opening game, and we will look at the numbers in 1 minute on KKPR.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Dine in at Tubbs Pub in Sumner. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
And we're back here at Elm Creek. Let's take a look at the numbers from the opening set. First of all, for SEM, Sarah Simmons had an ace serve and three kills. Lauren Ibaugh had three service points. Miranda Pierce, two kills. Bailey Swanson had a service point. Megan Berg had two kills. I had SEM for seven kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve for Elm Creek. Tamara Leibarger, two service points. Jackie Berkey had one kill. Aisha Burke, three service points, two of them aces. Kadra Brodeen, three kills. Cassie Sutherland, four service points. Amanda Johns, three service points, three kills. Danny Coons, 3 service points, 2 of them were aces. She had an ace block and 5 kills. I had Elm Creek for 12 kills, an ace block, and 4 ace serves. The Buffaloes take game 1 over SEM, 25-14. And we'll head to game 2 right after this timeout.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
As a proud supporter of the community, Scott of Slacker Heating and Conditioning in Sumner would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slacker Heating and Air. Slacker Heating and Air, Sumner.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And as we start game number 2, good long rally. That's won by SEM. Blocking it down is Sarah Simmons. We'll give her an ace block on that play. And SEM has their first lead here of the evening. The first point of game 2. It is 1-0. And back to serve it, Deidre Brooks. And it's an ace serve, but immediately the horn sounds. And that's never a good sign. It could be out of rotation. Might have had the wrong girl serving. And right now, the down referee walking over to tell the coach that's the case. Yep, out of rotation. So instead of an ace serve for SEM, it is a out of rotation on the offense. And Elm Creek will pick up the point. And Coach Freeman now wants to see exactly what changed here. So we've got a break in the action. And Loomis is the third team coming into the triangular tonight. They'll play SEM next, and then Loomis and Elm Creek, who are both state-rated, will finish things off tonight around 7:30. So while the coach and the down official go over the rotation here, we will tell you that tomorrow we've got high school football for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll be in Minden as the Whippets take on Centura. Pre-game is at 6:30, kickoff at 7. And on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will be at home taking on Southern Valley. It's a full Friday night of football. And, of course, at the end of the night, as always, the Friday night scoreboard show. And as we see Elm Creek getting ready to serve here, trying to straighten things out. Elm Creek football tomorrow night is at Southwest. For the other teams that are playing here tonight, well, let's find out what they're doing. It could be a bye week, I guess, for some of the teams. So I think this is Loomis's bye week, and SEM, same for them. So more practice, less play. Elm Creek is in action at Southwest. The other two schools have their bye week because they had to play in week 0. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more as they try to sort this out here on KKPR.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Well, they've got things sorted out, and Elm Creek will be back on the offense here. They're going to get it to the outside for an Asia Burke kill. That'll be her first kill of the match, and Elm Creek will take a 2-1 lead. Back to serve the volleyball away is Amanda Johns. And Johns will float this one down the middle. Handled there by Rachel Ibov. Passes off the mark. They'll have to scramble and pass it back across with Simmons. Here's the set by Elm Creek and Brodeen. Middle attack, Coons deep. Danny, who had a match-high 5 kills in the opening game, misses on that one, and now back to serve it away is Deidre Brooks. The libero tonight is Alyssa Jeffrey. She is in there as well, and there's a great serve down on the floor for an ace. Johns thought maybe she had got to it first, but not the case. And so Deidre Brooks with the ace serve. Remember, we thought she had an ace serve a moment ago, but was called for out of rotation. 3-2 SEM. Elm Creek will just set this one back across, and it's on the line and good. Burke just barely hit the tape. Aisha Burke with her second kill. 3-3. Elm Creek won the opening set by a score of 25-14. Back to serve it away. Will be Coons, and Danny Coons will fire another ace. That's her third already tonight. And Elm Creek gets the lead right back at 4-3. Have to run the volleyball down, and Coons is set to go as SEM drops back four on serve receive. Again, the passing just not right there for SEM so far tonight, and they're sending an eyeball all over the place to try and get it set. Elm Creek can't handle an easy pass over either, so that was a point that wasn't good for either team, and SEM wins the point after Elm Creek didn't get it over in three. Now back to serve it away will be Sarah Simmons. Simmons, the high toss with that jump serve, got the ace. Simmons with her second ace. And I'm sure once she can get things going, SEM can run off a bunch of points in a row. Mr. First Couple didn't get him square in the first game here. She's getting a little bit better, maybe taking some off. But Burke handles this one. They set it right side, Aisha, and it's picked up by Simmons cross court. Here's Burke. She'll lop it into the middle. Swatting it towards the sky is Liebarger and set across here by the Buffaloes. SEM sets outside Burke. Burke will punch it across. And run down here. Buffaloes play it to the outside. Burke off the double block. Got the kill. Aisha Burke. It's kind of the same story on both ends. If the center can get anything to work with, we've got some good hitters on both sides of the net, but so much of the passing has been off the mark so far tonight. Burke serves it across to Simmons. Set to the outside. Eyeball rolls it off the net. It just got across, and that'll work. Lauren Eyeball with her first kill. So SEM hanging in there in game two, much better than they did in game one. Remember, they fell behind 7-1 and 14-3 in game one before kind of playing even from there on out. It stayed even. It's 6-5 Mustangs as Megan Berg will serve it across. Outside, here's a tap down and good by Liebarger. First kill for Tamara. And more substitutions coming into the ball game. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Sumner, and the World Wide Web, as always, at kkpr.com. Serve across at SEM, tries to make quick work. Ibaugh's tip is picked up by the Buffaloes. They'll go outside to Amanda Johns, and she'll put it down. Johns got a little help there from the net. It clipped the top of the net and shot around the double block. And Cassie Sutherland will serve again. Elm Creek regains the lead at 7-6. Serve it across to Deidre Brooks. Set middle, slapped over, and Ibaugh's going to find the floor. Lauren Ibaugh, who didn't have a kill until a moment ago, now with two in a row, 7-7. And back to serve it away here for the Mustangs. It is going to be Rachel Ibaugh, the freshman. Ibaugh, Miranda Pierce, both freshman starters here for Coach Misty Freeman. Ibaugh punches that one back middle, picked up there by Hubbard, set to the right side, driven over by Berkey. SEM will dig and pass it back across with Shayla Burr, another freshman that's playing. Middle attack by the Buffaloes is going to be deep, but trying to play it. It ricochets off the back row and give the kill to Jackie Berkey for a second. Elm Creek won the opening game 25-14. They lead in game two, 8-7. And back to serve it away will be Olivia Hubbard. Takes it over to Jeffrey. Set middle, Eyeball on the attack. Dig is made back row by Burke and passed across there by Coons. Opportunity for the Mustangs. They'll set outside to Burr. Burr, angle attack, picked up there by Sutherland and rolled across the net by Elm Creek's Amanda Johns. SEM wasting no time. Burr's attack blocked once by Coons. Tip back over Ibach. Got a good point going here. Coons on the attack. Blocked once. Set back over Ibach. Couple of nice plays at the net. We're still alive. Here's Johns, and she hit it into her own net. Point SEM. Nice play at the net that time by Lauren Ibaugh. She was all over that middle attack that Elm Creek kept trying to force over. And back to serve it away will be Lauren. Ibaugh had 3 points from that service line in the first game. Good pass here on serve receive, and Coons then racks it off the back wall. And it's a point for the Mustangs, 9-8. Haven't seen her miss much. And that one just took too big of a swing, it looked like. High ball to serve. Across it comes to the pink-clad Elm Creek Buffaloes, and this time Coons no problem. Danny off a good quick set will drop it home. It's her first kill of this game and her sixth of the evening. 9-9 the score. And back to serve it away will be number one, Tamara Liebarger. Overpass right back over to the Buffaloes. Liebarger sets right side. Johns goes near side attack and lofts it to the floor for a kill. Not a lot on that one. She saw an opening and was able to get it down before Jeffrey could get over there. 10-9 Elm Creek. Liebarger's serve. Very deep and an ace. Liebarger backed him up, and they didn't make a clean pass on the Mustang side of the net. A serve for Tamara Liebarger. That is the sixth ace tonight for Elm Creek. And the lead is back to 2, 11-9. This one a lot shorter, but also an ace. 12-9, Elm Creek. And Coach Freeman off the bench just trying to get her girls moved a little bit here on the defensive zone so they can pick up that serve better. Liebarger, this one a little deeper, picked up by Jeffrey, close to the net. It's tapped there and blocked right back. Free ball put away. Elm Creek, Amanda Johns. And five in a row here by Elm Creek. Now makes it 13-9. And Liebarger once again gets back to that service line. Takes a little more time here and again fires it over to Alyssa Jeffrey. Good pass this time. Outside Simmons finally gets a swing and out of bounds. It was just deep. I know the SEM fans didn't like that, but that was on the line right below us, and it was out. Amazingly, it looked like it was going to be good all the way. Now a service error will finally get the ball back over to the Mustangs. So six in a row gives Elm Creek a little bit of a cushion. They're up 14-10, and back to serve it away is Shaylee Burr. And just hit the top of the net. This one did not go over. And back to Elm Creek. So Miranda Pierce played the first set, Burr playing the second set. Now she'll rotate out for the libero. Jeffrey and Elm Creek will serve it up. And the serve by Amanda Johns is just wide, out of bounds. She tried to really place that over there by Megan Berg, and Megan got out of the way. So three straight service errors, and SEM will go back. Deidre Brooks to serve it. Needing a little run of their own to stay in this match after they dropped the opening set. And Brooks, good. Top spin serve. Passed above the net. Free ball. And winning that joust is Elm Creek's Asia Burke. She's able to get up that time and compete with Simmons. That's her fourth kill of this game. 16-11. Elm Creek by 5. And Danny Coons back to serve it away. Coons had the big first game. Burke's getting a few more here in the second game. And an ace serve. Danny Coons with her fourth service ace, 17-11. SEM has not used a timeout yet. And they're not going to use one here either. And now another out-of-rotation call here. Boy, another late call. And the down official waving off what was an ace serve. And now Coach McCarter wants to know what's going on. So that's about three times tonight we've had a delay in the action for what's going on the floor. And the score is 16-12 now with that change. So 16-12, Elm Creek still have the lead. They won the opening game 25-14. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Glad to have you along with us. Loomis is coming up next. They'll play SEM. And then we will have Elm Creek and Loomis in our final match here tonight. Got, again, to see Loomis play last week. They've got some good players, including Katie Morton, one of the best, if not the best, player in the conference. And again, a lengthy delay here. If there is a mistake, put the six in the way they're supposed to be, and let's play. And that's on the official down below, not on the kids at this point. So this is the third time this has happened, and we're only midway through game two. So we'll take a break and be right back with more high school volleyball on KKPR.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, after all that delay, SEM ends up with a service error, so it goes right back to Elm Creek, and it's 17-12. Service across Elm Creek now on the attack. Go left wing. Leibarger takes it across, tipped right back by Megan Berg. Elm Creek now trouble. It's on the back line, and they're not going to be able to get it over from there. So 5 of the last 6 points were service errors, and finally we play a point out, and SEM will win it, 17-13. Megan Berg now back to serve it away here for the Mustangs. Gets it down the middle of Johns, back row, outside. They'll go with a left-handed punch across by Brodeen, and she'll get it to work. That'll be the fourth for Kadra. 18-13, Buffaloes. Elm Creek trying to sweep the Mustangs and get to 11-2. And Cassie Sutherland checks in to serve it away. That's a pretty deep serve and out of bounds. So we were pretty clean from the service line in the first game and even through the first 20 points of this game. All of a sudden, nobody can get the ball in play. Trying to change that here for SEM will be Rachel Imoff. There's a good serve into the middle that Elm Creek has a little trouble with. They'll have to pass it across with Jackie Berkey. Jeffrey, pass to Imoff. Has to be set across by Simmons out of the back row. Good save by the Buffaloes and Burke. Outside, here's a swing by Johns. Dug out there by Alyssa Jeffrey. And passed across by Burr. Opportunity here for the outside attack of Amanda Johns. Off the block, the dig is made by Burr. Set Imoff. Back to Burr, and she'll put it into the net. Couldn't get it over. Attack error. Point Buffaloes. 19-14, Elm Creek. And in to serve it away will be Olivia Hubbard. Hubbard, right in the middle of the service area. And before she serves, we're going to have a timeout called by SEM. So timeout on the floor. First game went to Elm Creek 25-14. They now lead game two 19-14 right here on KKPR.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. Glad to have you with us at the Elm Creek Volleyball Triangular. The Buffaloes trying to complete a sweep here of SEM, and on a strong serve, it's over past the free balls above the net for Danny Coons to terminate. And it's now 20-14, Elm Creek. We're tied at 9, and Elm Creek put up 6 in a row, and they've been able to keep that cushion and now starting to build on it a little bit. Hubbard serve, clips the net, but goes across, a little joust at the net, it's tipped up front, and blocked back down by the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Getting the job done was Amanda Johns. And that means another serve here for Hubbard, 21-14. SEM will get the set on the outside from Deidre Brooks, and Burr's going to slap it down and good. There's something positive for the freshman. So Shaylee Burr will get her first kill of the evening. SEM gets the ball back. They've got some work to do now. Need to get a little run going. Lauren Imoff to serve it away, down 21-15. Imoff, Amanda Johns close to the net. Burke makes a good set. Coons, big swing, hammers it home. Number 8 for Danny Coons. Don't forget, at the end of every match tonight, the Misco's fourth postgame show, We'll give you all the final stats here on TKPR. Back to serve it away now. We'll be live on her. Tamara with an ace. Boy, that is her third here of this game. She, Burke, and Coons have really done a good job from that service line tonight, all with multiple ace serves. And now another whistle and delay, and it looks like we're ready to go. Elm Creek to serve, 23-15, Limehanger. Here's the set. And punched across from off the net, that time by Sarah Simmons. That's going to work. Boy, the set to Sarah wasn't very good, and she really had to just try and keep it in play. And not only did she do that, she got a point there for her Mustangs. And it's 23-16. Burr goes back to serve it away here. Elm Creek 2 points away from the match in their 11th win of the season. And Burr's serve. Good one to the back row to Hubbard. Here's the set line marker. Coons in the middle, takes it over the double block. The dig is made up into the Raptors that time by Ibaugh, but SEM will be able to get it across. Coons going to take it over on the second hit this time. SEM's ready for it. They go to Berg. Berg from off the net decides to set it into the back corner to Hubbard, and then some trouble. They will not be able to get back across. So Megan Berg with some good placement there. Picks up a Mustang point. 23-17. They got a long way to go, but at least they've started. Let's see if they can get a few more here. Burr with the serve. This one across. Picked up there by Sutherland. The attack by Coons. Blocked, but blocked out of bounds. Point Danny Coons. The Elm Creek Buffaloes now have match point at 24-17. Checking back in is Brodeen, and back to serve it away. Amanda Johns here for Elm Creek on match point. And Johns with the serve. Down the middle it goes. It's passed over. Pass at the net. A little joust. Burke keeps a hand on it. It's still on Elm Creek's side. And all they can do is set it across. Free ball here for SEM. In the middle to Simmons. She mishit it. And into the net it goes. Attack error Mustangs. Point Elm Creek. Game. Elm Creek. They win it by a score of 25-17. And sweep it 25-14. 25-17. Elm Creek improves to 11-2 on the season. SEM will fall to 6-6. And we'll take a break and be back with all the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show in 1 minute on KKPR.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to Elm Creek. I want to thank Athletic Director Stan Whistle, Randy Geyer, the entire crew here, as always, for their hospitality. Our first match is in the books, and that means it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports wants you to see it before the games begin. They're open 7 days a week and late night on Thursday. This just happens to be Thursday. They're open till 8 o'clock for your shopping convenience. Stop in and pick up some of their name brand clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel. From names like Columbia, Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more, they've got all kinds of Husker shirts, T-shirts, and sweatshirts to support Big Red. So stop in and see them at Misco Sports. In our second game, the numbers I had for SEM look like this. Sarah Simmons had an ace serve, an ace block, and a kill. Deidre Brooks had an ace serve. Lauren Ibaugh had a service point and two kills. Shaylee Burr had a service point and a kill. And Megan Berg had a kill. Five kills, one ace block, and two ace serves. For Elm Creek, Tamara Limehanger had six service points. Three of them were aces. She had a kill. Olivia Hubbard, two service points. Jackie Berkey had a kill. Aisha Burke, four kills. Kendra Brodeen had a kill. Cassie Sutherland had one service point, Amanda Johns two service points, an ace block, and three kills. Danny Coons had two ace serves and four kills. I had Elm Creek for 14 kills, one ace block, and five ace serves as the Buffaloes win game number two, 25-17, to sweep the match in two. We'll give you the cumulative stats after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Stryker Tractor Service is a proud supporter of all the athletes in tonight's game. Stryker Tractor Service is the only name you need to know for great service in your area. Good luck, team, from Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to Elm Creek, where in about 20 minutes our second match will get underway. SEM will be playing Loomis. Right now, let's take a look at the final overall numbers we had in the opening match tonight. For SEM, I had Sarah Simmons with two ace serves, an ace block, and a team-high four kills. Deidre Brooks had an ace serve. Lauren Ibaugh led the team in service points with four. She had two kills. Miranda Pierce had two kills. Shaylee Burr, a service point and a kill. Bailey Swanson had a service point, and Megan Berg, three kills. I had SEM with 12 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves, as they will fall to 6-6 on the season and turn around and play state-rated Loomis, another tough team coming up for them. Then this weekend, they head over to Bertrand for their tournament. Bertrand, Palmer, Litchfield competing in that on Saturday. Then they will be over at their gym next week to take on Litchfield and Sargent in the SEM Triangular coming up on Tuesday, the 28th. So that's what's up next for them and their schedule. For Elm Creek, Tamara Leibarger, she led the team in serving with 8 points. Three of them were aces. She had one kill. Olivia Hubbard, two service points. Jackie Berkey, two kills. Aisha Burke, three service points. Two of them were aces, four kills. Kadra Brodeen, four kills. Cassie Sutherland, five service points. Amanda Johns, five service points. An ace block, six kills. Danny Coons, five service points. Four of those were aces. She had an ace block and a match-high nine kills. Elm Creek ends up with 26 kills, two ace blocks, nine ace serves, as the Buffaloes improve to 11-2 on the season with a 25-14, 25-17 victory over SEM. They'll take on Loomis as well here in this triangular, obviously. And then 1 week from tonight, they head over to Elwood to see the Pirates and Pleasanton in a triangular. The next time that they are at home, well, guess what? This could be it unless they get to host something in the FKC tournament, because they go to Elwood, they go to Arapahoe for a duel, they go to Gibbon for a triangular, the FKC tournament, they go to Wood River, and then a triangular out at Sutherland to end the season. So hard to believe, but this could be the final home game of the year for Elm Creek. They win it to go to 11-2, and we'll wrap it up after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Misco Sports has Indomitian Sioux jerseys in stock. All men's college hoodies and NFL hoodies are 25% off. Stay warm at the football games with help from Misco Sports. Get your game on now in the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week, and late on Thursdays, that's tonight, they're open till 8. Stop by and see the gang at Misco Sports. Elm Creek wins the opening match over SEM, 25-14, 25-17, and in 20 minutes, the Mustangs and Loomis will get things underway, so we'll be back with you at about 6:40 for the second match of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference Triangular. For our producer, engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us, and keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9.
The following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Popple plays back, throw up to Clausrode. He tips it over Bergman's weight. Opportunity here. Left side attack, and Collin just knocks it over. Shayla Nelson down the outside. She'll take it off the block and get the kill. Shayla Nelson with her 11th kill.
Tonight, it's the Minden Triangular as the Whippets welcome in Axtell and Gothenburg. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Near side attack, dugout back row by Bailey Mueller. And